Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, April 12, 2007. RIT communication professor and social computing expert Susan Barnes recently spoke with the website monstersandcritics.com about a National Science Foundation grant to RIT to develop an undergraduate course in social computing. It's the first NSF grant for RIT's Lab for Social Computing. Whether called social computing or Web 2.0, Barnes says the area is much wider than just Facebook and MySpace.
Social networking is about peer-to-peer file sharing of information. It spreads out to, you know, things like YouTube, where people can forward viral videos back and forth. It all ties in with user-generated control. This is a big shift from mass media because now individuals, rather than just sitting back and watching programming, are actually able to create it. And this ability to create user-generated content is what's driving the whole thing behind social networking. People are now branding themselves and they're presenting themselves in new ways online.
And what can students expect from that course come the spring of 2008?
Well, the new course is a combination of things. It's part trying to teach students about this whole new job area of social networking. So we want to teach students how to get into this emerging area of technology design, but we also want to study how the students are using these social networks to interact with each other and to interact with professionals. So while they're going to be using social networking tools for classwork assignments, we're going to be studying them to see how they interact with each other.
That's RIT communication professor Susan Barnes. A new social networking website students may want to look into for the class is MyTimeHero.com because it was created by two RIT sophomores, Josh Olin and Ian Patterson. The site targets users of all generations. Here's RIT's John Falacco with more.
MySpace and Facebook have new competition in the social networking game. This site, however, isn't designed for teeny boppers and college students, but for their parents, grandparents, older siblings, and anyone else that might be interested. Olin and Patterson decided to encourage young people to nominate those in their lives who serve as a time hero, someone who has traveled through time, gained a lot of experience, and has shared those lessons with others. Nominations can be sent via email or in person. Each nomination comes with a certificate and a referral to the website where they can create their own profile, post photos, share their interests, blog about their experiences, and search the profiles of others. This is John Falacco.
This is Kelly Downs from University News, beat reporter for the College of Imaging Arts and Sciences, traveling this week with Big Shot organizers in Dubrovnik, Croatia. Be sure to check out regular updates on the Tiger Beat blog, as well as Reports from Croatia podcasts and a photo gallery. You can find all of this on the RIT website at www.rit.edu/news. This is Kelly Downs in Dubrovnik, Croatia.
On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty has details on ticket availability for this year's academic convocation, featuring an address by former President Bill Clinton. And he introduces the newest member of the RIT Board of Trustees. And News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho has this week's top stories.
This is Bob Finnerty. It's the hottest ticket on campus. Tickets are required for attendance to this year's academic convocation. President Bill Clinton is the star attraction. Each graduating student will be allotted 3 tickets through April 28th for the outdoor event. If tickets remain on April 30th, each graduating student may request up to 3 additional general admission guest tickets on a first-come, first-served basis. Procedures for ticket distribution are described on RIT's commencement website, rit.edu/commencement. A leader in American national security in both government and industry has joined the RIT Board of Trustees. Jeffrey K. Harris, a vice president at Lockheed Martin Corporation, was elected to the board at the April meeting. Harris, of Arnold, Maryland, holds a bachelor's degree in photographic science and instrumentation from RIT, which he earned in 1975. The board now has 52 active members, of which 25 are alumni. In 2002, Harris was honored as a distinguished RIT alumnus representing the College of Science. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, Pictometry International Corporation CEO Richard Kaplan has been selected to receive the Distinguished Vandenbrühl Award from the E. Philip Saunders College of Business on April 19th. Kaplan will be honored for the entrepreneurship tribute based upon his business success and contributions to the community. Also in the current issue of News and Events, communication professor Susan Barnes recently won a 2-year grant from the National Science Foundation to develop an undergraduate online course in the new discipline of social media. Barnes' area of expertise focuses on the use of software to facilitate social and organizational interaction through email, instant messaging, interactive websites, and blogs. And RIT School of Print Media students worked closely with Rochester City School District youngsters to create a book of photography and personal writing that was recently displayed in an exhibit at Rochester City Hall. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the April 5th issue of News and Events. This is Vienna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline, RIT, April 12, 2007. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.